Welcome to Fresh Takes on Tech. I'm your host, Vani Estes, Vice President of Innovation for the International Fresh Produce Association. On the podcast, we get to hear from people that are shaping the produce industry with solutions to our biggest problems. Join me as we uncover the opportunities and advancements shaping the future of produce through a tech lens. Welcome to Fresh Takes on Tech, where insight meets innovation. To continue our exploration of climate smart agriculture in this season series, today we are speaking with someone who brings a wealth of experience and insight to the table. Since 2021, Peter Wells has been at the forefront of innovative agricultural practices as the Chief Strategy Director at Elevated Foods. This mission-driven company is committed to revolutionizing the fresh produce supply chain, empowering farmers, and fostering the health of both people and the planet. Peter's role at Elevated Foods is multifaceted, bringing technology, finance, and sustainability together. His experience lies in identifying and implementing groundbreaking solutions that push the boundaries of what's possible. Notably, in September 2022, Elevated Foods secured a prestigious $20 million grant from the USDA's Partnership for Climate Smart Commodities Initiative, which is a testament to their impact work in the field. We know a little bit about these grants at IFPA, so that will definitely be something we talk about. So welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Wonderful. Thanks for having me, Vani. Looking forward to it.
So currently, you're working with a number of agricultural ventures. They're involved in production, supply chain, branding, and the supply of fresh produce to communities in need. Can you share more about how these companies came about and the unique roles they play in the produce industry?
Sure. And I think a lot of the changes for myself and for our companies really originated part of some of the dislocations in the supply chain associated with the pandemic. And Elevated Foods really was born in 2020, 2021 through our experience at Sonterra Produce, really a predecessor company. Steve Brazil, our founder, started 20 years ago. We saw a lot of the challenges facing family farms throughout the industry, and just like us, and wanted to equip them with the resources needed to transition to a new way of farming and the new demands that are being placed upon us all as an industry by buyers and really the consumer who wants to know where their food comes from. And really at the same time, we launched an initiative, Project Food Box, that was born out of the USDA's Farmers to Families Food Box program. And that program, if people aren't familiar, was started to buy produce from markets and farmers whose markets got dislocated by all the shutdowns and route those items to food banks, food charities, food pantries, and other community-based organizations. And it really put us in the room with a lot of people that we never worked with or collaborated with in any respect. And it really teased out a lot of new opportunities that, you know, presented themselves, you know, since that time. A big one is the Food as Medicine or produce prescription programs that have been born out of that as well. And we're really excited about sort of how all these things may play together, connecting, you know, sustainable practices in the field through Elevated Foods, going all the way directly to the consumer's doorstep through Food as Medicine programs, and sort of how those interact across the whole supply chain.
So in Elevated Foods, your customers are growers? Or explain a little bit more about what Elevated Foods does.
Yeah, so we're a grower-led convener of growers to support them with the technical know-how, financial resources to position and transform their operations to address, you know, the demands that our industry has today. Primarily aimed around sustainability, farm labor, packaging, a lot of the main issues that all of us are facing and addressing, you know, day in and day out in our businesses.
So is it more like a consulting practice where you go in and help them solve specific issues in those problems, or what's the kind of the business relationship?
There's an element. The business relationship is as a brand and utilizing that to expand markets for the growers that we're working with who are focused on transparency of supply and really leaning into, you know, the initiatives that all of our buyers care about.
And are your growers mostly Southern California? Are they regional? Or are they everywhere?
Nationwide.
Nationwide.
We have, at the moment, we have pockets really in the south, southwest and southeast, but are really looking nationwide.
Hmm. And in Sonterra, is it a series of farms, or tell us a little bit about what Sonterra does?
So Sonterra has been in business since the year 2000, founded by Steve Brazil. And we're a leafy green shipper, primarily based on the West Coast.
Hmm.
And really, we contract with a number of family farms, the same type of growers that we work with through Elevated Foods. But really, you know, that's a very specific growing, packing, shipping operation.
So this is a little bit of an aside, but I know your background is in tech and finance and not this. Then suddenly it looks like from the outside, you just jumped in and said, there's all these problems. Let's figure out how to solve them. So how did you know Steve, or how did you get involved in this in the beginning?
I got connected to Steve through a mutual friend in the produce industry. You know, Elevated Foods was something he'd been working on sort of in the background for years. And, you know, coming into the produce industry, I was always really interested in food policy, really, you know, before food as medicine was really something we're all talking about now, grew up eating organic and was very aware of, you know, the importance of healthy, fresh food. And mm-hmm. really use that as a way to orient my career.
Great. So as I mentioned to you and the other listeners, that we're focusing a whole series. We have 6 different episodes that we're looking at Climate Smart Ag. And I know that that's really crucial in mitigating the impacts of climate change while ensuring sustainable food production. So the grant is something I'd love to talk a little bit more about. And just this idea of how there's a lot of companies, including IPA, that are getting these grants, and you got one in 2022 for $20 million. And tell us what's going on in the grant, and then I'll have some follow-up questions on the grant.
So we were awarded the grant in September 2022. And we signed the grant agreement last May 23. So really, since then, we've been focused at putting the infrastructure, measurement, monitoring, reporting capabilities that are a requirement of the grant, really putting all of that in place. And then at the end of this past year, we started enrolling growers into our program. And really, that's our main focus now. So we've enrolled almost 24 farms in the program. We're just beginning the work on the ground, navigating, you know, the administrative requirements of the grants, but really excited that really for this, you know, the 2024 growing season, we're going to be growing Climate Smart products throughout the program.
That's great. And so do you have like a bunch of different technologies or methods that you're working with them on specifically, or are they choosing which different Climate Smart Ag practices to use?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. our grant specifically called out 7 practices, Climate Smart practices, that are defined by the USDA NRCS. And within that group of practices, we're giving the growers the opportunity to pick whatever is most relevant to their set and setting. And one of the things we really have come to appreciate about the way USDA is running this program is it really is intended to be grower-led and to identify and find what works in the field and, you know, even arguably more important, what doesn't work. Provide that feedback back to in our reporting channels so that as a whole, you know, the industry is adopting new things that are going to push us all forward in figuring out like what has the best ROI.
So then how do you, is it 4 years? I think they're all 4 years. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's yeah. Right.
The program itself is defined by the USDA as 5 years, but the actual growing seasons, we're doing 3 calendar years with a year at the end for reporting and sort of winding down the monitoring aspects of the program.
So how are you measuring something in the beginning and then measuring at the end? Or like, how will you know if you've been successful with these practices?
Yeah, so we're utilizing farm management software, CropTrack. They're one of our partners. And we're doing an initial assessment in soil samples to establish a baseline and then measuring throughout the program and then at the end of the program to, you know, determine the effectiveness and results of our work on the ground.
That's great. That'll be really interesting to see how that turns out. How do you look at, like, as we know, every farm is different, almost every acre is different, every crop is different, everything is different. Do you think we'll be able to make some pretty good generalizations about the different practices across the different variables of crops and geography? And how do you think we'll use the information at the end?
So every project is reporting up aggregated information about different practices and the associated greenhouse gas benefits. And there's other attributes, but the grant was primarily focused around greenhouse gas emissions. So the program as a whole over the five-year period, you know, the correlations will be done around which practices resulted in the greatest greenhouse gas emissions. And I think that will give, you know, policymakers and the industry as a whole directional views on really what is helping move the needle on, you know, various climate measures.
Yeah, I think it's so exciting to see this being done in produce because so much of what the USDA has done in the past has been more on broadacre row crops. And so I love seeing these projects on, you know, really looking at using these technologies in produce. It's exciting to see. What do you wish you'd have known? Like now you're almost 2 years into it, year and a half. What do you wish you'd had known at the beginning that you know now that could help those of us that are starting on this path?
Well, there has been a lot of learning. And really, we're in season one, so I'm sure my answer in 2027 will be a little bit different.
Yeah, but the setup is hard. That's, you know, getting to the point you are now is really hard. So,
yeah, the initial setup and even just identifying, you know, and hiring up the team associated with implementing the grant, you know, has been a lot of work up front. We're largely on track at this point, but there has been a lot of the reporting landscape for this grant and the number of data points, like you said, across so many different crop types and geographies and settings. It's fairly a complex data organization ask. And so, you know, that's been a lot of our focus. One of the things, you know, to do this at scale and with the number of growers we're talking about enrolling under this grant, we've really had to focus around process and how we're able to enroll farms, communicate them with them throughout the program, provide them the technical assistance they need, and then the ongoing monitoring and reporting requirements of the grant, and really being able to do that, you know, nationwide at scale, do it efficient. That's where we're learning.
Yeah, I wonder I think it's really interesting. Many farmers are using data. Every farm is using data. But some people are further along on their data, capturing good data and analyzing data and then getting insights from the data. Everybody's in kind of a different part of that journey, I think, right now. It's a big change that's happening in ag. Are these programs kind of pushing people along a little bit? And, you know, besides just the practices, is part of the advantage of the program is that people are having to really learn and kind of focus on how do I gather data and how do I analyze it and how do I make that part of my program? Do you think that's will have that effect?
Yeah, it definitely will have that effect. And I think for us, in particular, the data gathering is so important around the market development piece, which I feel like is an element of this program that, you know, gets lost on some people. That
what do you mean by market development of the technology or
the development of finding new market outlets and establishing premium for climate?
Oh, right. Okay. Products. Consumer market. Yeah.
So we think of it, the program is really having three pillars. There's the on-farm practices and work done in the field, the measurement, monitor, and reporting of those practices. And the third, finding new markets or establishing premiums for products grown in a climate smart manner. And really that measurement and reporting piece really informs, you know, all of the market development opportunities. So, you know, when we're approaching buyers on behalf of, you know, our network of growers, you know, they want to know what sort of attributes and really what does, you know, that transparent supply chain look like, and just documenting and collecting the data is the biggest part of that.
Mm-hmm. How important do you think when we will look back after this program's over, how important will the USDA's funding of this have been? I mean, how big an impact and just both in getting the work done and then kind of as a way to set policy?
What we're seeing is it really is spurring adoption and innovation that across the industry that I think will just accelerate the transitions that are naturally occurring. Is in terms of practices, whether in field or like we just spoke about data collection and what that looks like. And we're seeing and hearing from growers who maybe have wanted to implement, you know, a new technology, adopt maybe, you know, a low till program and really haven't had really the impetus or funding to support, you know, making these changes and the associated risk with changing up your farm program. Yeah. So we're seeing, I think there will be an acceleration of practices happening on the ground that maybe have taken 10 years and hopefully that's collapsed into the, you know, 3-4 years of this program. And at the end of it, we've hopefully all learned a lot more and have the industry has moved forward as a result.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting to see government working, right? These are the types of programs that help.
Yeah, we've been really impressed in our contacts and conversations with people across the USDA. They are really looking for market-driven solutions and whatever that looks like. We've heard really encouraging things about the way the program had come about and what they're looking to learn as a result of it.
Mm-hmm. So how big a role do you think technology is going to play in really looking at sustainability and helping with climate change? However you want to define technology, do you think this is a big technology play or more on the ground practices or a combination?
Yeah, I think when we think about the technology component, we think in really two segments, the data capture and the analytics available, and then the technology associated with in-field solutions. Mm-hmm. And I think from our perspective, you know, the data measurement is sort of critical to establish a baseline and then understand where the areas for improvement are. And then from there, you may build in precision agriculture or, you know, new technological solutions like robotic weeders or sophisticated, you know, in-field measurement tools that then may help improve that scorecard that you've developed as a result of just capturing the data on farm.
Very cool. So my last question, looking ahead, what are some of the things either in this project or just out there in the world that you're really excited about as far as new technologies and new practices coming through ClimateSmart?
So I think what we're really excited to see is the amount of collaboration and, you know, partnerships that are being formed as a result of this program. And those are, our role is really, you know, to bring everybody together as a part of this program. And so that includes people developing technological solutions, includes, you know, biological inputs, but also includes market makers and buyers of fresh produce. And we're really learning from everybody along the way what is important to them, what are the challenges that they're facing. And, you know, we're utilizing that to develop solutions that resonate with all of the different players in the supply chain.
Yeah, I think all the pieces of this and that so many groups are involved, even down to the consumer, is really exciting because that's what it takes, you know, across the whole supply chain. And I think those of us working in produce are really lucky because consumers feel a lot closer to, you know, the product that we're producing because that's what they're eating. So it's exciting to see that all get put together. Great. Anything else you want to add about what you're working on, or do you think people would want to know?
Well, I think one thing that we're really excited as well is how ClimateSmart, you know, connects in the future with healthy food and food as medicine, and really the opportunity that we have, you know, across the fresh produce industry to be a part of solutions. And, you know, our industry is something that society is looking at for solutions around climate and solutions around health. And yeah, we all have an opportunity to be a part of that.
Great. Well, Peter, thank you so much for your time. It was great to talk to you.
Likewise, Bonnie. Pleasure to be here.
That's it for today's episode of Fresh Takes on Tech. This material is based upon work supported by the U.S. Department of Agriculture under the Climate Smart Commodities Grant. The USDA is an equal opportunity provider, employer, and lender. See you next time.
Bayer supports fruit growing and horticulture growers with their wide range of offerings from seeds to crop protection products and digital solutions, empowering growers to produce healthy crops and high quality, abundant yields. You can learn more about their complete portfolio at cropscience.bayer.us.